Use of shadows, tentacles.
Talk of death slash dying.
Oral, deep throating.
Anal play slash sex.
Use of an object. Bonus chapter.
As always, take care of yourself. If you'd like to know more about the content in this book, please visit my website, www.kaylagross.com/scrooged for the holidays. Now, who's ready to suspend reality for a while and read about hot beings fucking each other's brains out over Christmas? XOXO, Kayla.
Greer's Girl Dinner Espresso Martini. Ingredients: 1 ounce vodka, or vanilla vodka works great. 1 ounce Bailey's Irish Cream. 1 ounce freshly brewed espresso, or strong coffee, cooled. 1/2 ounce coffee liqueur, like Kahlua. Optional, but yummy. Ice. Optional garnish: chocolate shavings, espresso beans, or a dusting of cocoa powder. Instructions. First, add vodka, Bailey's, espresso, and coffee liqueur to a cocktail shaker filled with ice. Shake vigorously. You want that signature foam on top. Strain into a chilled martini glass, garnish as desired, and drink up.
Poem. 'Twas 4 nights before Christmas, in Elysian pines. Not a mortal was stirring, not even the vines. The snow fell in spirals, the stars shimmered white. 3 Nephilim kept watch, as they do every night. But something was off, the air felt too tight. The night was too still, the moon was too bright. The guardians paced, skin prickling with heat, for someone was coming they were destined to meet. Many souls had arrived in their town here before, seeking comfort, connection, or calm in a storm. But what draws near now, beneath silence and snow, feels angrier, wilder, unlike anything they've known.
Part 1. The Ice Queen. Chapter 1. Greer. Tell Tim that if he doesn't deliver the eviction notice to Carol's bar by 2 p.m. tomorrow, his dick will end up in the jar his wife keeps his balls in. I say to my assistant Avery over the speaker of my SUV, "Jeez, Miss Scrooge, bah humbug." The snow thickens and I flip my windshield wipers to a faster speed. The action makes it harder for me to see the winding road lined with pines, especially since it's after 3 and already getting dark. Fucking winter. "Is that supposed to make me feel bad or something?" I ask. "I mean, yeah. It's 3 days till Christmas and most people are on vacation. Not to mention, evicting people right now is cruel." "Avery," I cut her off. "It's Tim's job, and it's his fault he waited until today. I've been asking him to do it for 2 weeks." "His wife had a baby 2 weeks ago." I sigh. "Yeah, keyword being wife. He didn't push a watermelon out of his penis?" "Greer," she sighs. "Seriously?" "What? It's a fact. Tell him he needs to get it done, and if he doesn't, I'll make him do it on Christmas. And if he doesn't do it then, I'll suggest Mr. Cross fire him and replace him with someone who can get the job done when I ask."
"Okay. Would you like me to tell him in those exact words?"
"Avery," I warn. She's my oldest friend, my only friend, and one I've had since childhood, and yes, I allow her to speak to me more openly than anyone else in my life. But she knows better than to push me like this. I'm truly not above firing her if she can't do her job and continues to question me at every turn. She knows that too, because I've fired her before, then rehired her after she begged me for the job back. It's a job she doesn't really need since her parents are wealthy and she's got a trust fund, but she wants to work and promised to be on her best behavior. Unfortunately for her, this isn't best behavior. She exhales. "Anything else I can do for you to make Christmas a little less merry?" I roll my eyes, even though she can't see me. "You know, it's just another time of the year. Not everyone celebrates it."
"That's true, but haven't you ever heard of holiday cheer? The Christmas spirit?"
"Bah humbug," I parrot her earlier jab at me. "I've been called a Scrooge many times before. It's not an original thought."